Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, we take a look at this market mostly higher here across the board. Talk about what we're seeing in regards to this weather market. I know we got some lower crop ratings in yesterday as well.
Yeah, we certainly did. In fact, you look at those Minneapolis wheat ratings, the spring wheat crop in the Northern Plains, they continue to drop. They're already the second lowest on record. The lowest would be 1988. That's a year that'll ring bad memories in many farmers' minds for the drought that we had that year. This year's ratings would probably be closer to that, to 1988 levels, if not for good conditions in the state of Minnesota. The spring wheat crop in Minnesota looks much better than what it is in the rest of the belt, stretching west through the from the Dakotas west to the state of Washington. So a lot of problems with the crop. Now, Minneapolis wheat is down double digits price-wise today because we have good rain chances for the Dakotas and for the Canadian prairies over the next few days. The rains in the Dakotas are going to be favor mostly central and western parts of those states. It's probably not going to bring everything back to where it should be. We had a lot of emergence and stand problems in those areas, but it certainly will be beneficial and helpful, especially in Oklahoma. They're probably going to be convective in nature, so some will get them good rains, heavy rains, and others could totally miss the rains. And that's something we'll have to assess after the system has passed through. To the south of that, though, not a lot of rain. And until you get into southeastern parts of the Midwest, Iowa is going to totally miss out. We have some portions of Iowa, central northeast Iowa, that's seen some of its driest weather, top 10 driest of on record going back 129 years. So basically over the next 2 weeks, we expect the northwestern half of the Midwest to generally see deteriorating crop conditions. In fact, that pattern holds right on through the 30-day outlook as well. And that's what the markets are generally reacting to today.
And Arlen, briefly on the livestock side, it looked like we were getting some support, trying to take hold through cattle and hogs here today, but we've kind of turned this market around. Anything you're seeing in livestock today?
When we look at the cattle market, it's pretty well range-bound, although slowly eroding lower as the cash market is really contained by the fact that we have that packer capacity problem that's probably going to be with us until October now, it looks like. Over in lean hogs, a little bit mixed. We're already at pretty high altitudes with this market. So the failure today for the July contract to take out the previous day's contract highs saw some profit taking emerge this morning.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe coming up this afternoon. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net will be our guest on the full episode of Market Talk as we'll run through the day's market trade and more. That's coming up this afternoon on all your favorite streaming sources and online at MarketTalkAg.com. This has been the Market Talk Midday Update for Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.